Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about the what ifs.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Realty. We want to talk about the what ifs. You head in one direction, but you always have to explore the what ifs. What if things don't go as planned? What if there's an opportunity I didn't expect to see? Those kind of options.
Having a good game plan that has alternative routes, alternative issues taken into account is always a good idea. Now, some would say worrying is a absolute worthless activity because you're contemplating what might happen and trying to solve the problem before it happens. Worrying, in my opinion, it could also be couched as effective planning.
Well, I think worrying for the sake of, that's kind of a powerless move. But if you take it and you lay down the problem and you brainstorm the solutions and move past that point of paralysis, that's what's important. Not just in negative planning, like if things go wrong, but if you things go well and you want to grab another opportunity, do you have the assets? Do you have your properties right now financed in a way that you can do it and act on something if you see it?
Well, you've thought through the process, and that gives you a huge amount of flexibility and a huge amount of mental freedom because you have contemplated most things that would possibly happen to you, and you've perceived the potential outcome. And if it is a devastating situation, you also start to a degree, planning away from that to be able to deal with it or cope with it if you could.
So let's take a look at that. For example, let's say you're 65 years old, you're healthy, you're agile, and you've got a two-story house. Do you need to move out of that two-story house today, or three-story maybe?
And to what degree is that important to you? What if you were confined to a wheelchair or not quite as ambulatory as you are now? How important is that? In some instances, it could be very important. Other instances, yeah, who cares?
And you do need to consider your whole household. There may be different stages where if you have one bedroom on the main level, you have options to continue in that household. Some people hold on to their house too long because they don't have a plan. You've got to take a look at it before you need to have the solution. So brainstorm the possibility of the problems that will come in the future or the opportunities that will come in the future and decide whether it would be worth it to be able to navigate that now.
It frees up your mind because so many people think, I am absolutely trapped in my life. I am a victim of whatever happens to me next. No, you're not. Not if you think your way through it. You may not have a great amount of flexibility, but you're not a victim if you plan through the process.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
I'm Bob Nelson, Real Estate Investment Broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.